Good evening. This is the 6 p.m. Eastern Time update on Hurricane Irene. Irene is now emerging over the Atlantic near the North Carolina-Virginia border. Its future track for the center is to follow closely along the east coast of the United States until making its final landfall during the day tomorrow in southern New England. Irene poses several threats. Within about 100 miles of the center to the west, so the 100 miles closest to the coast, there will be an area of very heavy rainfall. 6 to 12 inches, locally 20 inches of rain will cause severe flooding in some areas. This is a very large storm, as can be seen on the satellite images, and it will take as much as 24 hours for the entire storm to pass. Tropical storm force winds, particularly near and just to the east of the center, will last as much as an entire day. Those winds are blowing towards the shoreline and will build a storm surge at the coast along the east coast from North Carolina northward to southern New England. The areas that we're most concerned about are Norfolk, the Delmarva Peninsula, Delaware Bay, the coast of New Jersey, New York Harbor, and Long Island Sound, where isolated areas could see storm surge as high as 4 to 8 feet. Preparations in this area from North Carolina northward to southern New England should now be rushed to completion. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.